Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet, a Peace Day party, actually. Hi, I'm here with Kimberly Calhoun from IBM.TV. Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
Hello, Paul. It's so good to be with you here on the Good News and sharing about the International Day of Peace you're hosting.
All righty. And you're hosting it as well, along with us. And I thank you for that. Nick Palavita. Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to everybody from the Research Trial Park in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
All righty. Well, this is very special. You are all involved with the International Day of Peace. You have a wonderful international broadcast with your IBM.TV. And you've been kind enough to say, you know, we're doing this two-hour show, which we've been doing since 2002. To broadcast it on your wonderful network. So tell us a little bit about some background on IBM.TV so our audience will know where this program is going to be.
Yes. Do you want me to go first, Kim, or do you want to go first?
Please do, Nick.
Okay. Well, IBM.TV is an international broadcast media. We actually broadcast right now in over 122 countries around the world, and we bring variety of different types of programming to people around the world, running over 50 shows, live shows every week, in niche markets, Paul, that people don't consider where major media would go into. For example, we run a couple of chess shows, Chess Without Borders, and chess has a following about 600 million people around the world, but it doesn't get on major media. We do an Economics Monday, which we have the Dean of Yale University's, former Dean of Yale University Business School, the current Dean of Illinois Business School, and a lot of people in the economics area show up on our Economics Monday program. And then we run other programs today, right now running Podcasters Thursday, devoted to podcasting. So we run a variety of programming, and it runs from, and we have programming that comes outside the United States from India, which is a major hub for us, also in South Africa, Malaysia, and Singapore, and other places around the world. So we're truly an international broadcast media platform.
All right, and every word that you said applies to peace. Mm-hmm. You know, every program has its elements of peace. You know, when you're moving the rook or the king or the queen,
well,
you know, hopefully you don't take it and bop somebody on the head.
No, I'm glad you say that. We're devoted to clean and evergreen programming. So we're not like traditional bleed and lead style media. So if you go to IBM TV and you're looking for things that are getting blown up or people getting shot, you're going in the wrong direction. Okay, but if you're looking for clean and evergreen programming, we do a lot of that on IBM TV, and we keep it exciting. Great panelists, great guests, and great people from around the world.
Ah, we love that. Okay, all right, Kimberly.
Hi, so we have sign language on our TV show, and you have to watch us a little bit, but we want to unite the world. That's the reason why we started this. We wanted everyone to connect and learn and grow from each other. So we have some great medical doctors who've also been joining us during this crisis of the pandemic that helped unite us with facts, not fear, so that we can know how to get out there and engage again without having to be afraid and when to take precautions. So these are just some wonderful things about IBM TV that we were able to do and grow. Now, Nick and I, Nick started Money Masters PBS, which was intended to close the gap between poverty and sustainability, which is financial literacy. But then as we grew, we realized there was just so much more out there, but we wanted to do it on a global basis. And so it's been a lot of fun. And what's been great is meeting people like you who have like minds, and we want to unite the world. We want to unite the world with solutions that bring us peace, a cleaner world, a healthier mindset. So that's why we call it IBM TV Smart TV.
And she mentioned medical doctors. We have medical doctors around the world that show up on Medical Friday, from doctors from India, from the United States, and all over the world. Medical Friday, it's been running every week on IBM TV. And it's a great show for people that want to know what's going on with COVID-19, how it affects them, how you can prevent yourself from getting the disease, and also what countries are doing the best and what countries are doing the worst, Paul. And let me tell you something. I learned a lot on Med Friday. It was shocking to see what you can learn with these medical doctors on Med Friday on IBM TV.
All right. Quickie question. What's peace for each one of you?
Well, for me, peace is without war. And since I run the Economics Monday show, peace is good for business, war not good for business. I mean, it just really isn't, Paul. I'm sorry. You know, I run an actuarial firm out of Salt Lake City. If a bomb hit my actuarial firm, it would really disrupt everything that we're doing. And so I'm getting our Economics Monday team behind world peace because it's a very important topic. And as you can see throughout history, the mistakes that were made by humankind shan't be repeated. And not all, but also, Paul, not just between countries, but within countries. So we got to figure ways to tone the act down. One thing we do in IBM TV, like I said, we don't do bleeds and leads. You're in the wrong programming, baby. But we put on some really good programs. Gamers Den is very popular, you know, with video games. And of course, our instructions are to put the educational but really hot video games together. So there's a lot of hot stuff you can do, and you don't have to get into all the trash television that unfortunately exists in major media today. I'm sorry.
There you go. Yep, I agree with you. You know, we're all about the positive mind, family-valued broadcasting. Okay, Kimberly, peace for you.
Peace for me is if we can start removing some of the labels and unite as humans, clean the world together, find solutions together, and not fight amongst each other about power, but just unite and globally come together to bring peace. But, and as you said, what is world peace? It's when we remove the prejudice. And that's what I would like to see happen.
All righty. Well, you're in the right program on Peace Day Party. Our desire is to do a world party here. Because we think that at parties give people wet their hair down if they have any, and they hopefully are calmer at those kinds of occasions. They realize who we are. We have some opportunity to know each other, learn a little more. I love the in person. Of course, we're stressed out because we can't be in person nowadays. But I think man, and I kind of think it's almost proven, is a social being, mm-hmm. and a peaceful being. And that is, as you guys do and as we do, focus on that message, man/woman. And I think it's good to say that too, because why not? We're both in it together, and the animals and the plant kingdom, just let's hug each other. We are so, so fortunate. So,
and you're so right, Paul. And there's so many great people around the world that just don't get exposure. We have out of Malaysia, Sharif School of Economics out of Malaysia. When he first came on board, I didn't know much about Malaysia, to be honest with you. I had to go to the globe. Where is it? You know? And then the thing is, he's on every week with Sharif School of Economics, and he talks about Malaysia, you know, what the country is, what they're doing, all the positive stuff. But he shows up like we do. He's like, he's right next door to us. And he's literally right now, it's like past midnight in Malaysia. So the thing is, I got to even know the time zones where he was from and stuff like that. This technology allows us to bridge the gap with people all over the world. So people will actually come closer together. So the person, your friend in Malaysia, could be right next door to you discussing positive topics, as opposed to the stuff on major media, which I will not comment any further about that.
I know. I want to share.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Sorry. Oh, I want to share that our producers are very excited about this. All the TV shows, we have over 52 TV shows, and they're all coming together to be a part of this. And even the Gamers Den, they've come up with a game that we can share that is very healthy-minded, and it actually helps clean the world. And as you clean it, flowers grow, and you collect points and water. And it's just so inspiring because, it's all about peace, and they're all excited about being a part of this too. So we're uniting producers from all over the world that are like, wow, this is exciting. So how can we help? So if you come up with any ideas that you need for us to help and participate, let us know.
Okay. Yeah,
we have some really great producers also in South Africa that do music shows, and they do variety shows and children's programming, all beamed out of Johannesburg, South Africa. Really some great people there. And so the thing is, they're all behind World Peace Day, and they're going to give us some very new, unique programming and very unique music from Johannesburg, South Africa.
All right. I love it. I was going to just add one little minor thing, but we also have a game. It's called Hug for Peace. So this broadcast, so you know, and we all have the ownership actually of the happy face that I maybe had the emoji before the emoji. Okay.
There you go.
I patented that back in 1998, or I got the trademark. Okay. Mm-hmm. Prior to the Japanese emoji, but Mr. Smiley was around before everybody.
Right.
Out of France. In any case, and we have it with the different colors of humanity, the main colors, whatever, black, brown, yellow, white, and red. And so we have a game called Hug for Peace, okay? And they're on the beach, and they go to hug each other. Whoever hugs the most to the and takes the person, the character, to the other side is sort of the winner, all right? It's a hugging game. And similar to your game, and games are, you know, education, and they can share so much. So we'll be, with our program, just so you know, our two-hour broadcast, it actually is being created out of Woodstock, all right? Because Woodstock, I didn't go to Woodstock, but it's being created because the aspect of the peace, love, and the hope, anti-war, you know, call it flower power, just peace and love and that kind of a mindset is what we wanted to, and we did the 20th anniversary. So we created a show called Peace, Love, and Hope. And we started off with Richie Havens, and we end up like with Louis Armstrong. And in between, we have Diana Ross, and we have Leonardo DiCaprio, all these people. So the broadcast for 2 hours is going to actually evolve out of that. We're going to take that theme for, well, this year. Each year has been because we're not get down in Times Square. We're not going live with the entertainment or Central Park. So that's really going to be the heart of it all, saying in our hopes that people see there's so many people that are all about peace and love and hope for the future. So you're joining us, and you're very integral to our program and allowing us to be on, and I wanted to thank you. So forward motion for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I had to jabber and put a little closure to it. And so thank you both. And I look forward to you're still going to also send me a piece in different languages or no? Yes, maybe?
Yes, we're working on that. So we've got a team working on that, and you should have that by next Tuesday, I think, or this coming Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the team working on it, and we've got a lot of people involved. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
it's I'm happy for you as well as us, because I'll just say this 2 cents, whatever. You know, when you do a united project, and maybe you've done others similar to this. Like Channel 13, I did the Art and Antique Auction. It was the house show, let's call it. And when you do a house show, and everybody in the whole place gets involved, there's that camaraderie, right? It is the social network. It is your social network. So I'm hoping maybe this opportunity can help benefit and make more friends within your own group. Maybe you're very tight to begin with because you're sort of new, if I recollect.
Right.
Hopefully this can be helpful, and it's an honor for me to get a chance to be part of it.
Did you ever run into Neil Shapiro at WNET? Used to be, you know him?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. The reason I said is we actually interviewed him at IBM TV at the PBS conference in San Diego. So I was wondering if you had actually run into him at all. You know, they just told me that he was a pretty big guy over in WNET. So we sat down and interviewed him in San Diego a couple of years ago. It's actually runs on IBM TV. Because it was an evergreen type show. I just wonder if you'd ever bumped into him or not.
Yeah, sure. He's the president of WNET here in New York.
Right. Okay.
And so, but I wasn't here when he took over. I was already out, and I dealt with some other presidents.
Yeah, I don't know that many people in the media industry, so it's like swimming in the bramble bush, trying to find them. I do more, economics and finance rather than media. So media is a little bit of a foreign territory to it.
I wanted to ask something. I'm going to make changes to the press release. Is there anything that you would recommend to add? I'm going to change in and add the, or have them, I can't do it, they have to do it, that it is International Day of Peace program. We could, is there anything else we can add to kind of add to this? Because again, this is our first draft at this as a team. somebody new who does press release writing came on board yesterday, literally. If there's something that you would like to add.
Yeah, why don't I send you something?
Yeah.
All right, that would be great.
I'll email you a little thing right now.
Oh, great.
Do we have all the legal rights to rebroadcast all the stuff that we're doing? That was something that came up from our board.
Yeah, I mean, you have my legal right. You know, you have my opportunity because I'm giving you the broadcast.
Right.
Within the body of my whole show, you know, I'm created that show as a news broadcaster under fair use. You know, what can I say? I've taken videos of people, the Grammy Awards, Diana Ross singing or Taylor Swift singing, and nobody's kind of ever bothered me.
Okay. Right. No, I'm totally familiar with the Fair Use Act. So the thing is, I'm not, say I don't know anything about media. Legal aspects I do spend some time with. Okay, so because what we're going to do is basically take it off Vimeo and then put it on IBM TV for the block. Right. Is the 7 to 9 going to be a rerun of the 11 to 1
yes.
block? Okay, all right, got it. And then I've got all our other producers going to be filling in right before and after. We've already talked to them, and they're going to put some unique programming dedicated to International Day of Peace.
Talk about your International Day of Peace. People are going to be watching it, and we'll do a review and talk about it, kind of like a parade show. Like I said, this is kind of uniting. Like you said, we are new. But it's interesting that all of the people who kind of branched out their own TV show, they were kind of on our TV show as panelists for a while. And then they got creative and started their own shows. So we're kind of a family, but this has been fun to unite together as a project that is, they all love this.
It's definitely a good project.
We're doing goofy things like Nick.
I'd have to go find it. You know,
anyway, we're coming up with things where we do this and say world peace, and then Nick grabs it. And then he pulls it down and says world peace. So we're having fun. So.
Yeah, it's really, you know, Paul, when I heard about this, it's really a great opportunity for us. And it hits our wheelhouse because the thing is, it's all positive stuff that we do on IBM TV. And that's the type of programming that we want. You know, like I said, we're not really good in the bleeding leads and all the trash television. That's not our cup of tea. But something like this is certainly hits our wheelhouse. And we're more than happy to promote that internationally.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, rock and roll. Here we go.
Grazie. Spasiba.
We'll see you.
All right. We'll see you, Paul.
See you later.
Right.
Take care.
You need to come on our show and talk about this.
That would be good.
We'll make a day for you that's available.
Yeah. When you have some time, we have programming that goes all the time. And the thing is, I'm sure the people at IBM TV would love to meet you in person. So when you do have some time, we can bring you on some of the shows.
And we'll just talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Later, Gator.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you very much.
Grazie.
You're looking good, Kimberly. So you're feeling okay?
It's a battle. You know how it goes. Yeah. You know, one thing after another. But thank you very much. You're looking pretty good too. You lost some weight, I think.
I lost some. Yeah.
You have.
Getting back down to my proper weight.
Healthy attitude. I need to do the same thing.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye.